Anything I say, I have documentary evidence for. I can't bring it all here. I've used 1,700 papers to compile this and my last talk. But you're welcome to come and look at them and criticise them and say, can I have a copy of this and take it away for whatever you want to take it away for. But I don't say a single word unless I have documentary evidence. Now, my aim is not to upset anybody, but some of the things I say, you know, can. Between 1949 and 1962, everything we needed to know about microwaves was known and published. By 1962, all of the dangers, all of the hazards, everything was known. And when I say all of them, between the superpowers and us, the brain at that time had been studied for brain waves, and microwaves could be used to penetrate the brain and cause behavioural changes. And by 1962, with the resonance frequencies of the organs and the brain, the cyclotronic resonance frequencies, circadian resonance frequencies, a statement was made in 1962 by the governments that birth defects, all birth defects, organs, whole organisms, all cells, brain function, all emotions, all moods could be altered, changed and destroyed by 1962. Microwaves then, as now, were used as stealth weapons before they became cell phones. And in 1965, they adopted an old 1953 thermal level by an engineer by the name of Schwann. And in order to prevent being taken to court, the industries and the people who make the decisions, they adopted the Schwann 1953 level, which basically says if a certain weight of your tissue, either 10 grams or a kilogram, depending which way you are going, does not heat up by a certain temperature in 6 minutes, then everything will be deemed safe for a lifetime's exposure for adults, women, children, pregnant women, everybody. And the 6 minute thermal level is the one that is still used today. They totally ignored and put aside the electric and magnetic vectors of the wave and the harm that the electric and magnetic vectors can do. Oh, it's my stick, it's all right. Sorry. Thank you very much, thanks. They put aside all of the harm from the electric and magnetic vectors, so I don't knock it over again. Now, they interfere with the electrical conductivity of the cells, the electrical conductivity of the neurons, the electrical conductivity of the brain. They interfere with the resonant frequency of the circadian resonant cells, the cyclotronic ions. In fact, they interfere with everything. So all of those were brushed aside, and we stuck with the 6 minute thermal limit. Sometimes they extend it to 30 minutes, but basically it is a 6 minute, and that is what is in force today in 42% of the planet of what we are. 71 in that. Cancer was proven to be caused by low-level microwave radiation and has been kept secret ever since, along with all of the other illnesses and diseases. In the early 70s, this document was published. It was by the American military. It is top secret, classified top secret. And it lists 2,000 research papers, 2,000, and each of those took many, many years to construct. 2,000 research papers, because in those days the military did the research with the universities. And it covers all of the illnesses which you can expect to get and die from continuous low-level radiation. This, I think, is the most shameful document ever to be published. It is by the World Health Organization. We pay them to protect us, and we trust them to protect us. In 1973, the World Health Organization had a conference in Warsaw, Biological Effects and Health Hazards of Microwave Radiation Below Thermal Radiation, which is what you have on your cell phones. 350 pages documenting harm to the ordinary person. 107 different chapters. Chapter 40 deals with cancer. I think 28 reproductive faults. But instead of telling the world, I don't know who made them make the decision, instead of telling the world, it was stamped top secret with a big red top secret stamp. It still is. And you still will not be told about this. They will not admit to it, even today. The second most shameful document, I think, is this one. This was published between 1972 and 1976. The final part was 1976. It is from the US Defense Intelligence Agency. And the document says, if the more advanced nations of the West, which is us, are strict in the enforcement of exposure standards, there could be unfavorable effects on industrial output. Industrial output is profit, and military function. In other words, what they wanted us to do was set a level of radiation for the NATO countries, set a level of radiation that would not be strict. Hence, we came in with the 6-minute thermal level that is still in place today and what councils are advised to adhere to. I want to quote this one is because he has quoted that before this bubble bursts with children and everybody running around with everything stuck to the sides of their heads, it is expected and anticipated there will be 2 billion deaths. Now, I questioned that in my own mind, and I thought, that's a lot. And in my simple Janet and John brain, I couldn't work out what 2 billion deaths actually means. But it is, if you imagine everybody who died in World War II, it is 28 times that number. And that's a lot. I looked around a few figures, and a 10-year international study around the world in various countries had many, many thousands of miscarriages, suicides, deaths around transmitters. Lima, near Peru, the country, is known as Cancer City, where it is unregulated. Just two provinces in India, they have 50,000 brain tumours in children and 100,000 plus dead in the provinces attributed to mobile phone masts. And so it goes on. And when you start, in 60 years, only 1 in 8 of your children can be born or expected to be born healthy. How are you going to run your infrastructure? How are you going to run your health service? Who's going to pay for it? Where are the taxes coming from? Who's going to man the factories? Where are they coming from? The only answer to this is mass immigration. That is the only answer, if you wish to survive as a country.
themselves,
and in the year 2000, studied the top 220 research articles and said that what they are putting out actually does cause cancer. The Council of Europe, 47 countries, 800 million people. Simple statement, ban Wi-Fi in schools. Dr. Annie Sasko, 22 years World Health Organization Cancer Department. Mobiles, cell phones and Wi-Fi will cause cancer. Where 5G is going up, all around the world, where 5G is going up, trees are coming down. The reason is trees inhibit the progress of 5G. 5G is not a big around circular wave that you get from transmitters. 5G is a beam, sort of a cross between a torch and a laser. It is a beam, and that beam has trouble going through a tree trunk or the density of leaves, especially if they're wet, and especially along roads. I have had calls from all over the world saying, Barry, why are they cutting our trees down? And I say, is 5G going up? Yes, there is your answer. In Malta, the lady that rang me said they're cutting the trees down and the reason is that motorists can see better. In the USA, when they're just not giving an explanation, they're just cutting them down. Sydney is the only place I know, Sydney, Australia, where they're telling the truth. And the application into the government is the submission to the government 5G inquiry. Sacrifice trees for network performance and overwhelming numbers of small cells. In Australia, they've just said, if you want 5G, we cut the trees down. Simple as that. Here, our local paper, or my local paper, out at Bobby Tracy, the advertiser here, we are culling. Now, the reason given to us, we are culling in the Teignbridge area, that I come under Teignbridge, 90,000 trees to stop the prevention of dieback. I don't know what dieback is, I'm not a tree expert, but we are cutting down 90,000 trees and we are also cutting down, it is 440,000 trees along the road so that they do not pose a danger to motorists. Now, I wrote a letter to the newspaper along with a lot of other people. Mine is here. And I've said, is it a coincidence that We have to cut down 440,000 trees, suddenly posing a danger, at the exact location that 5G needs to go.
Animals
lose their immune system, all animals, and those that use the sun or the Earth's magnetic field, they become disorientated. Migrating birds get lost, butterflies get lost, and you have quite a lot of harm, particularly on insects. Insects, they have a large surface area to body volume, and their surface area absorbs more radiation than the body can hold. It's known that one of the 5G frequencies, when it was tested on a bee, just absolutely saturated the bee. The bee lost its immune system and the whole thing turned to pus inside.
Most comprehensive and
legal study. This is a 15-year study, hundreds of papers, a 15-year study. Mount Nardi and Mount Matheson World Heritage Site in Australia. World Heritage Site in Australia. The study was for, and this is a legal study, for the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and the conclusion over Mount Nardi, Mount Matheson, they only had 105 transmitters, which isn't that many, over 15 years, and I've never seen anything described like this before. They said, over the last 15 years, this affects not only the top of the life chain species, but they are devastating the fabric of the community of the World Heritage, causing genetic deterioration in an insidious, massive, and ever-escalating scale. To truly understand what these studies reveal is to stare into the abyss. And I've never seen the word abyss in a scientific paper. And I thought, I'll just look it up in my Oxford dictionary to get the proper meaning, because this is coming here with our nature. This is coming here. And under my Oxford dictionary, under abyss, it is an abyss of despair, a catastrophe, primal chaos, hell, and a bottomless chasm. Now, you can choose 5G than just putting up little boxes on lampposts. 5G is the new generation. It is not a wave, it is a beam. It is going to be used by around 53 organisations in this country, plus the secret services, plus the military, plus the American bases and their frequencies. There are quite a lot of frequencies that people don't know about that are going up when you have a 5G transmitter, and most of them are secrets. In fact, there are a lot. And 5G is going to merge. When I look at the frequencies, the spectrum across the whole range, 5G is going to merge basically with Wi-Fi 6. And they are already producing 6G. 5G and Wi-Fi 6 are getting very, very close together. They are going to be used in unison. In 1977, I have the paper, an experiment was carried out on animals and humans using 5G. I won't go into the units, but the radiation level, the unions, the humans and the animals were subjected to was at a level of 62. They were subjected to a level of 62 for 15 minutes a day for 60 days. In other words, 15 hours. That's it. You can legally, under the International Commission and our government, under the thermal regulations, you and all of the animals and all the trees, if 62, and I'm going to list the illnesses caused from a level of 62, you can legally be given for 24 hours a day, non-stop, forever, a level of 140, more than twice. The professors listed damage to the skin, liver, heart, brain, adrenal glands, blood. The fetus, children, stem cells, human sperm, honeybee. And that was just from one paper. There's the paper. It's a